Welcome everyone back, and Merry Christmas for our Christmas episode, you could say. It should come out before Christmas, but you'll probably be listening on Christmas, because what else do you have better to do on Christmas than listen to the Sports Shots Pod?
Yeah, why?
Am I right?
Yeah, why? What are we doing? Hanging out with family and shit?
Exactly. Come on. What is this? And since it's Christmas, spirits are high, and we're also drinking spirit. Well, actually, I'm not drinking spirits. I'm drinking beer. So, I'm drinking a tall boy as a tall man. Tall man drinking tall boy.
You're not tall.
I'm above average height by a few inches, so I'm considered tall. You're just taller. That's all that means. That's all that. What are you drinking?
I'm finally finishing off this bottle of Maker's, and I need to go shop this week. I need something. So, yep, finishing that off. Drinking on a Sunday, on the day of the Sabbath. So, you know, we're good holy men.
Exactly. We try to be.
And I want to dive in real quick, because my ass is late coming into here anyway. I get that there's snow on the ground, people, but the snow is on, like, the grass. It's not on the road. The roads are plowed and cleared, and it's dry. You can go to average speed limit now. I'm telling you, man, some people, I guess I just have a heavy foot. And it's like, get the hell out of my way. Y'all going too damn slow. Like, that's what held me up also. Everyone going, like, freaking 20 miles an hour. The roads are, like, completely dry. It's like, everyone is afraid. And it's like, come on, y'all live up here. Y'all should be used to this shit. Why the hell am I driving at a more brisk pace or whatever? Like, I'm actually driving with purpose. Like, y'all over here acting like, you know, one little slip of a snowball is going to cause your car to spin out. Which, by the way, that actually, it's funny how I'm talking about that, because that actually did happen to me the other morning. Kind of fishtailed a little bit. Now, that morning there was ice, and I was actually driving slow. And it was on my turn, and my back tires kind of gave out. Almost did a full revolution. Almost. Didn't. Everything was good. Luckily, it was, you know, no one behind me. But, again, the road. And that morning, there was ice on the road. Right now, they ain't shit. It's dry. Fucking drive.
The man's speaking with purpose. Now, we're discussing, we're recording this podcast towards the end of the morning, or the first round of games in NFL.
Live.
And it's our live. It's our semifinals, too. Now, in mine,
hold on, let me check this shit, because I see it. I left, it was like 9-6 Jets, and then I came back, the Rams are on top. Well, they're about to win now. Where are we at? Because I went to someone for some advice.
Mm-hmm.
Fuck it, it doesn't even matter. I'm cooked.
Yeah, he's cooking you.
No, he's going to cook me. He doesn't even have, Josh Allen hasn't even started yet, so I don't even know why I checked.
Well, his defense got him 27 points, so that's,
or defense compared gave to up. Your,
yeah, compared to your two
to
points.
To Carolina. I don't know why I stuck with Arizona. I guess it's just because, like, I saw there was playing Carolina, and I'm thinking, well, shit, y'all playing for what's left of your playoff lives, and Carolina's fucking trash. But damn it, Bryce has actually been playing better lately, and I did not consider that shit. Because, like, I'm thinking this is about to be trash ass Bryce, but I was like, nah, this is dude that's actually trying to do work. So I said, fuck, man, when I saw that score, and I knew that I was going to be hurting in that field. But what I was going to say was, I went to someone for some advice, for some friendly advice. Just what would you do in this situation? And that's why people, don't ask people for advice on your lineup. Just go with your gut. At least then you could be mad at yourself. But I have legit reason to be mad at Isaiah or El Chapo, as he's looking like on my camera. Or should I be mad at Cooper Kupp?
So, I was like, Cooper Kupp got a goose egg last week, right?
He's due. He's got to be due. They're fighting for a spot. I thought Nacua was out, actually. And that's the only reason why I even thought of the shit. Because I was like, well, if that was the case, then, like, you know, they got to force feed him. And then,
yeah,
I'm not about to have T. Higgins in my flex, and then watching Ja'Marr Chase getting all the fucking catches, and he's not
exactly. That was possible. That was possible. And Chase just caught a 32-yard TD from Burrow. So
crazy. T. Higgins has been putting in work all on my bench this year. I don't think I started him once. Kind of didn't need to because I had Collins and St. Brown, but they're underperforming. Well,
exactly.
Not really. Yeah. They're underperforming for what I need, because I'm sure for any other league, you know, would they be giving me? Like, I think I got like 9 points out of Collins. I mean, that's what you can ask for. You know, they don't hit their projections. Just don't put up a goose egg.
Exactly. Oh, well, yeah. In my game, it's going to come down to the wire. The dive projections right now is 125 to 123. It is close.
I've already filled up my projections. I'm about to hit the best I can do. And which is crazy is that Goff and St. Brown hit their overs, but
yeah, they did.
Everyone else was trash.
Yeah, and Jerome Ford on his team
went off,
ran a 60-yard touchdown.
Yeah, and my dumbass gives extra points for 40-plus-yard runs. They actually used Jerome Ford.
So. Yeah. And then his defense. You see how much his defense got? 27 points.
Yeah, and this is before Josh Allen takes the field. I'm done.
It was not your game to win.
This is what, like the third year we've done this family league? I have yet to win?
Mm-hmm. Yeah, I don't think I've won either.
Yes, you.
I think your sister's won twice and then George won once, right?
That sounds about right.
Your sister won twice, and then one of the brothers won.
You know, I'll take my championship in my work league at my last job, because that was more impressive.
Yeah, speaking of work leagues, man, this was last year. I'm gonna be doing mine.
Oh, you're losing.
Yeah. Yeah. How bad? Plus the Biden won 20. I'm like 8th out of 10th. Mm. We do by record. We rankings by record. There's no playoffs.
So that's boring.
It's. Yeah, there's no excitement, but we keep it like that so people stay active.
Yeah.
Because
the ones that ain't going to the playoffs, they'll just give up.
Exactly. And plus, we reward. If your team gets high points that week, then you get, you know, 25% of your money back every week.
That's actually not bad.
So we try to implement that to keep players late in the season active, so they could try to go for high points still.
Yeah,
and not just drop players or trade people away. So that's that. Well, so we'll see what happens tonight. We'll see. Kyle's probably gonna be not in the championship, and mine is a coin flip. So the host of this podcast, we might just be playing for third place, me and you. So. In our own league.
Yep. I'm a commissioner, you're the co-commish.
Yep.
Even though I still called all the shots.
I have the power to veto. That's all I have.
Hey, that's a lot of power.
It is a lot of power. Kyle brings a bill and I just say no.
And then sometimes I say, I'll just do old Donnie's way and just say, fuck you, executive, what is it? What's that? I don't even know why I'm forgetting. My mind's drawing a blank. You know what I'm talking about? What they do? Executive order. I'm pretty sure there's a more technical term for that, but we'll just go with that.
Yeah.
So I need money for this. No, you can't take money from that fund. Well, fuck you. I'm still doing it anyway. So you can't say I didn't ask.
Exactly.
All right. Who's in for quarterback for Tennessee right now? Is that they're just throwing it up?
Oh no, it's Mason Rudolph.
Oh yeah, he just threw a pick to end the game.
That's fine.
Hey, that's a high scoring game. That must be fun for fantasy.
Yeah, almost 70 combined points.
No one took the over on that.
Nope. You got a guy who can't throw but threw, and then a backup quarterback and. You think they could put up
Anthony Richardson is who we think he is.
Yeah.
Inaccurate throughout the game. He's going to throw like a 70-yard bomb and have maybe like a 50-yard run. and the game is going to either be close and they lose by like half a point or whatever, or they actually end up winning. That's the Colts.
He's Anthony Richardson is people thought what Jaden Daniels is.
I still think it. And speaking of Jaden Daniels, looking at this Washington game, there is a lot of Philly people in that stadium. It's a lot of green.
I mean, how far is it from Maryland? It's not that far, right?
Shit, like less than 2 hours.
Yeah,
that drive is easy.
Yeah.
This fucking Carolina game is pissing me off.
Yeah, I mean, I have the tight end, and he's not doing nothing.
McGrath.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. And I dropped Goddard, which I thought that was, you know, a smart play. Just keep McBride, because he was one of the top tight ends of the season. But
I dropped McConkey. Not today. I had a chance to pick up Jonnu Smith late. Didn't pass over him for Freiermuth. I mean, he gave me one good game, and then that was it.
Yeah. He just caught a pass for 10 yards. That's a point and a half for me. Let's go. Anyway,
right, anyway, let's recap. Let's talk about the NFL. Yeah. Man, what's a good song that I could use for this?
I was gonna put the last song you put, but we would have gotten copyrighted, so I couldn't.
Oh yeah, she won her money. But nah, man, Tank Dell. Can you think of anyone as unfortunate as him, as unlucky as him? I don't think I've ever. I can't think of a player that suffered back to back season ending injuries from friendly fire.
Yeah, that's true. No, I don't. Getting knocked out by your own teammates. Yeah, no, I don't have anyone that names the top of my head. Both leg injuries.
To a guy that's like 5'8 and 160 playing in the NFL.
You know, I miss the old model wide receiver of like Calvin Johnson, Andre Johnson. Like that type of physique. You remember Vincent Jackson?
You're not going to see that. You won't.
Ever.
I wouldn't say ever. It's just that, man, these kids are so small. When you look at them.
The last receivers to come out like that were Metcalf and Brown. That's because they played together, too. But besides them, who's a big receiver? That Brian Thompson Jr., he's a pretty big guy for the Jaguars out of LSU.
Nico's pretty big.
Yeah, but Nico was drafted like a while back, no? He was drafted like...
Nah, this is like his third year.
Because I remember Nico at Michigan.
State.
No. Michigan.
Yes.
Bet. No. Or yes. Yes, I will bet with you right now.
Okay, I ain't taking that bet. You're too confident.
Okay. I would bet with you right now. I know this man wants to bet on if I knew he played for Michigan. Not. Come on. I want to watch every game. But, No, I missed that, but like you were mentioning, Nico is that big.
Holy fuck, thank God I did not take that bet.
Oh, trust me, I know, man. I know people who had played for Michigan, played for UT. Yeah. No, yeah, this is his fourth year. So he's not that old. I thought he was drafted like 2019 with Kyler Murray, but no. Nah. So yeah, but I feel like because we don't have those big body receivers anymore, there's just gonna be more injuries to these smaller
guys. Nah, it's
because notice the big receiver made the injury to the smaller receiver.
Yeah,
you know.
Nah, it's
because it was Nico who got his knees,
this
right?
This kind of go. No, it wasn't Nico. It was some dude that just got up from practice squad, so he knows where he's going this week. Nah, man, It kind of goes back because didn't we have a conversation a while back about doesn't it seem like players today are more brittle than back in the day?
Yes, they are. They are, man. Like even like your small receivers.
It's a nutrition.
I think it's the weight room.
That too.
That's what I think is. That I think they're not hitting the weight room.
Everything is about speed. Even, nothing is about power. But then if you hit the weight room too much, then you'll be like JJ. You'll be like JJ Watt. And then your pectoral muscles would be tearing. I don't know if that was exactly. I know he has some shoulder injuries. I don't know if it's that. Yeah. I don't know if that was the one. But
hey, I'll risk that and get 20 back-to-back 20 sack seasons. Then you you getting hurt on your knee because you know you're brittle.
Yeah, but then even again, like Tank is small though. Like
he is small. But like for example, I'm trying to think of slot receivers right now. Like Steve Smith, he was 5'9", 5'8", but he was stocky.
Dude, you remember when he caught that touchdown against New Orleans? And he crashed out. Yeah. And he crashed out against who was it? Roman Harper.
And Roman Harper was a hard hitting safety,
bro. He popped his ass in the end zone, and then he celebrated and then fought him.
Yeah, yep, he did. But like him, like even Julian Edelman was a small
Anquan Boldin, here, but he wasn't
Anquan Boldin.
He was kind of
these
big.
Guys were stocky.
Yeah, these were stocky. Fucking Wes Welker and Julian Edelman was stocky. They could take a hit.
Yeah,
the only injury I remember either one of them having was when Wes Welker tore up his knee at in Houston, and that was a non-contact. That was because the grass at that time that they had in that stadium was so fucking terrible.
Exactly. Yeah, I just think these smaller frame wide receivers, that's what worries me about Travis Hunter.
Yeah.
He's a smaller frame guy.
Yeah.
You know, but anyway. But then, you know, it's going back to the Texans game, like, the Chiefs are just getting away with so much.
Oh, my God. I don't even want to get into that shit, even though we should. But I don't want to. Like, that's just...
I'm going to go over a list real quick that I found in an article of their lucky wins, what we consider lucky wins, right?
All
right. So week one, we all know about the Isaiah Likely's toe, right? His big toe touched out of bounds that, you know, got called back for the touchdown for the Ravens from winning. Then they played the Bengals, and it was that last-minute pass interference call on fourth down that kept the offense on the field, even though they both were jumping for the ball, but they got called for PI, the Bengals did. Then we go on to the field goal block against the Broncos on that amazing call as well. That's three games. Week four. Number four was the Raiders and that terrible snap that happened, and they called a flag on it. That was supposed to be some flag that was supposed to be a dead ball after that, but then they changed the penalty, and then it was game over because of the fumble, just on the bad snap. Week 14, we know the doink that went in, not the doink that went out. And then week 15, Patrick Mahomes appears to be injured, but this game, or appeared to be injured the last week, but this game seemed like he was fine. He was literally like, did not play the rest of the game against Cleveland. And then it was a big issue, and it wasn't that bad. And he used that to his advantage, I guess, because he had a rushing touchdown for about 12 or 13 yards, took some hits, and he was fine. So I don't know if he just tweaked it a little bit, and it was at that time it was really painful. But just to know that this team is going to get the number one seed and have a bye, it's like, ugh. It definitely works in their favor, obviously. But I don't know. I think another AFC team is more deserving of the bye than the Chiefs. But that's not how it played out. So
yeah, I had to change because I forgot I was going to put on something just to represent.
Oh my gosh.
Yeah,
is that a Culpepper?
Yep. This is I collected this from when I was a kid, and because he was one of my favorite quarterbacks, and they're getting ready to play, so I figured let me just switch it up a bit. See, it's still clean because I barely.
It's
been in the closet the whole time.
That's like mint.
Yeah. Continuing on responding to what you said about what you've been saying about the Chiefs, we know the fix is in. We know what the NFL wants.
We know it, man.
It's just like at this point, you don't even say anything about it. You just kind of just turn the other cheek. It's like, oh, well, they get it. And it's funny when their fans complain and boo in the stadium when they get a bad call.
I know it's. You could call it opposite curse with the Swiftie. She's bringing some type of luck.
I tell you, man. As soon as the NFL saw that they were together, they went like in the Mole cartoons where the greedy bankers or whatever, their eyes turned into dollar signs. That was what Goodell and the owners did.
Yeah. Speaking of, this is a good segue for me to go into the college football, because me and my wife were watching UT yesterday, and she had said, no, I want you, if you agree or disagree, she said Matthew McConaughey is the Swifty of Texas. Now,
100% agree.
I disagreed a little bit, because Swifty was at first, right, with one person, right, and Matthew McConaughey is a professor at the university. He's there all the games. He does get as much as camera time as Taylor Swift does. I'll do mention that, you know. But she did have a point when she had said that, like, Matthew McConaughey, besides Bevo, Matthew McConaughey is the like their celebrity mascot for UT, like Swiftie is for the Chiefs.
But see, the only reason why I at first thought you say yeah, but then it's like, no, McConaughey has always been there. So
he's been there for a long time.
So like teaching, it's not, too. I mean, it's not like he's, you know, just hopped on to the bandwagon. It's like exactly. Did Taylor Swift know what a football was before she met Travis Swifty?
No clue. I don't know if she ever knew what a tight end was. She probably thought she was being insulted.
I'm keeping that joke in my head.
What do you mean? I thought you were a wide receiver. Okay, I'll stop with the joke.
No, I had something I could have spun off on that, but I'm not. I'm going to keep it clean. Eventually, one of these days, I'm probably just say, fuck it, and we're just going to go just say whatever the fuck comes to my mind.
And just get canceled.
Fucking softies.
Jordan Addison touchdown. I had a Jordan Addison touchdown. I took the over. Let's go.
It would be nice if I saw that, but a certain website that I'm not going to mention, they are fucking up right now.
Yeah.
My source is not doing too well right now.
I will brag about buying the Sunday ticket, but then I spent like $300 on it, so I can't really brag.
Yeah, I'd rather buffer for free.
Exactly. You know.
Moving on, LOL Jets. Yeah. And I'm not talking about y'all losing on the field. We laugh at y'all every day on that shit, but we keep finding out how much of a dumpster fire that whole organization is. You know what I'm talking about, right?
Tell the people.
How would you feel if your GM made a draft or made free agency picks based off their Madden ratings?
I would say he must love the game.
He's an old ass 60 plus year old billionaire. He ain't got time for that shit. He ain't looking at that. That's his fucking sons. And by the way, who the fuck names her son Brick?
Masonry? I don't know.
Anyways, yeah. That's what happens when you let spoiled ass, and I got another thing about nepotism. When you let these spoiled ass kids, you know, at some point he's gonna have that kid is gonna have some ownership stake in that team, right?
Oh, for sure.
Because he ain't selling. He ain't selling the Jets. So like no. he's been owning that team for shit decades. I mean, I'd be crazy to say he's going back to Namath. I know that ain't true, but I just want to just say it just because, I mean, that's honestly the last time the Jets were worth a damn. Just like what I was saying last week, when do fans start to step up and stop supporting these crooked-ass organizations for the mediocrity that they be producing every week and stop being cheap to them?
That's a good question. That's a question for the people.
I mean, like, how can you be a Jets fan? Seriously. How?
I know I couldn't. That's why I'm a Pats fan. It's hard right now. It's hard being a Pats fan right now. But the Jets is even worse.
I was a Jets fan, year after year, it would make me want to jump off the Verrazano Bridge and hope that I catch one of those cables and it hooks me under my neck and I just die that way.
Ah, I see. Go Jets. Just kidding. But yeah, no, that's embarrassing. You remember what movie? It was a parody football movie where a football coach was using like Madden plays to call his plays, but it was like a movie. Like it was,
you
like
got a, me. I like don't a know.
Funny movie. Oh my gosh. Washington was down 33-28, 10 seconds left, ball on the 10. Jaden Daniels just threw a touchdown.
And of course I can't see the shit because this website that I'm using,
there's 6 seconds left.
Alright, at least I got the Vikings up.
I think the Eagles' chances at the number one seed are diminishing.
Which means the Vikings have to win today. So if they do, y'all welcome. Because I'm wearing. Does Culpepper really help if he was quarterback?
No matter what, the Vikings are probably gonna be a wild card.
No matter. Vikings Lions Week 18.
Yeah, I mean that could be the first seed
in a wild card. Yeah,
you know, that's.
Imagine saying that 10 years ago.
Vikings, who's good 10 years ago?
Well, the Vikings was probably still okay, but the Lions, though.
Yeah, with Adrian Peterson.
Yeah.
Lions had what, Stafford and Johnson?
Okay, 20 years ago.
Yeah, there you go.
Joey Harrington. John Kitna.
I remember Kitna, man. Oh, my gosh. For Detroit. And he had a short stunt with the Cowboys for a little bit.
Yep.
Damn, man. That's,
give me another,
that's
one.
A long time ago.
Orlowski running out of bounds.
Yep. For a safety. You remember, what's his name? Never mind, I'm thinking of the wrong team. I was thinking of the Bears. That's the wrong team.
The Bears are what we thought they were.
Yep. But yeah, no. This week, this Sunday, the NFL is crazy. Arizona and Carolina are in OT right now.
Wow. See, I couldn't. I didn't see it because this fucking shit was buffering.
But you know what? What wasn't crazy? The first round of the CFP.
Nah, man, fuck that shit. That dude from Indiana took a dive. That quarterback. I was watching that game.
Yeah.
Those are passes that should have been completed. He took a dive. I'll say it right here. I don't care.
he had money on the under.
Shit, man.
Did you see the Penn State and SMU?
I did not, and by the way, I was actually out running errands. I didn't get back in time until like right when the Texans was like in the second quarter or whatever. So I missed, and I didn't bother watching it because Penn State was already killing them.
The first two touchdowns, Penn State scored pick sixes.
See, all this does is just strengthen the argument for why a 6-6 Alabama team would do better than.
Exactly. This just proves.
I mean,
just
hatred. Everyone got TCU'd this weekend.
Yeah.
TCU's about to be a fucking verb now.
Yep. game was close.
And then. You know, Feinbaum and all these other SEC spokesmen for NCAA, paid by the SEC, is just going to be like, well, see, this is where, you know, you would have had an Alabama team. They would have gone up in the Happy Valley, and they would have given them a game. And, you know, Auburn, shit, well, fuck it. Send them up there, too. Fucking Florida would have done better. Just fuck it. Just make the CFP just for the SEC. And then everyone else just go to the bowl games.
Just make it the SEC versus the Big Ten, and then call it good. You know, I'm gonna run through the scores for everybody real quick. Clemson, Texas, 24-38.
Don't let that score fool you. That game wasn't close.
No, yeah, it was 31-10, like almost in the fourth, And then Clemson, Texas took it easy, and then Clemson scored two touchdowns, and then Texas scored another touchdown.
Yeah, Texas was in cruise control, like, from after halftime.
Yeah, the defense was, oh my gosh, they were going off, as they should. But anyway, Tennessee, Ohio State, blowout, 17-42. SMU to Penn State, blowout, 10-38. And yeah, Notre Dame, that was supposed to be the game of the week, in my opinion.
In my opinion, too.
7-27. So, now we got the bowls now next week. No, it's not next week. It's actually like New Year's. Yeah, New Year's. New Year's Eve and New Year's Day. We got Texas, Arizona State. I think we could agree Texas is probably going to take that one. I know Arizona State, they won their conference, but I don't see them beating Texas. Ohio State, Oregon. I think that's going to be a good game. To tell you, Ohio State's actually favored by 2.5. So, that's actually, Texas is favored by 14. So, I'll just tell you why I don't think that's going to be a good game. And we got Penn State, Boise State. Penn State's favored by 10.5. And if people don't know, when I say they're favored 10.5, that means they're favored to win by 10.5 points. The half is for betting reasons. And then Notre Dame, Georgia, the closest line of the four games, Georgia 1.5. That's what the lines are looking like right now.
All right, let's go through our picks. All right, so yeah. It's Ohio State, Oregon. I hate to say this, but I think Ohio State pulls it out.
I think so too.
Who's the other one? Texas, Arizona State. Give it to Texas.
You know what's going to be crazy?
What?
Texas is going to make it to the semifinals. Quinn Ewers is going to get hurt. Arch Manning's going to come and win it all.
Okay, let's not get ahead of ourselves. What's the next
game? Oh, I read the script.
What's the next game?
Penn State, Boise State.
I just saw the touchdown to pad the lead in Washington. Where's the? All right, I'm about to flip a coin.
Wow! I'm
about to flip a coin. All right, head or call it. Who's heads?
Heads is Penn State.
It is heads.
Yeah, I think Penn State's gonna win it. It seemed like to me Boise State just has the Heisman runner-up, Austin Gentry. But what I saw from Penn State looked like a pretty solid defense, at least right now. So, but yeah, but we'll say Penn State. Now, Notre Dame, Georgia. Now, there's one
Georgia, team we want to Georgia, win. Georgia. let's not even waste time with this shit. Kirby is getting ready to, he's preparing his, what are the Catholic? I'm not Catholic. What are they called? The Hail Marys? Where you gotta go, preach your forgiveness for your sins. Yeah, that's what Kirby is getting ready to do. Cause he's about to whoop up on some. That would have had to have been bleep. But I forgot because we're talking about the Catholics. He's gonna whip up on them.
You mean he's going for his confessions? Oh, Chuba Hubbard, OT touchdown, it's over. Arizona loses to the Panthers. Yeah, but anyway, yeah, I agree with you. I want Georgia to win. Did you know Oregon and Georgia, the number one, number two team, don't have any All-Americans?
How?
Coaching.
I don't believe that shit. Georgia?
No All-Americans. Oregon, number one team. No All-Americans.
I could believe that.
Let me just confirm this real quick, folks.
Yeah, don't be spreading lies. Where are we to
news? I never spread lies.
Where are we to news?
I never spread lies. All right? Let me make sure. If I'm lying, you guys could strike me down.
Nice. Ooh, gotta catch that, Addison.
No. I think I'm pretty right. Excuse me.
You're not excused. All right, moving on. So you're not right. Not me. You are right. All right. Yeah. So there's my picks right there.
They have second team All Americans. They have 3 second team All Americans. That's it.
Yeah.
Well. And one of them's a punter. So.
Wow. No disrespect to punters.
No, they're A, man. Punters are, if they're good.
They need it.
Yeah.
So I'm watching a punt exactly. Right now. Minnesota's giving it away, and old boy just tripped. all right. Moving on. It's Christmas time, Isaiah. You done with your...
Let's go home.
You done with your Christmas shopping?
Yes. Yes. I did it early this year, actually. I'm proud of myself. I'm like, you didn't see me this weekend with all the crazy people. Just grabbing the good gifts.
Shit, I was the crazy people grabbing gifts.
I heard.
Yeah, I done spent, well, she ain't watching this. I done spent too much. I done spent too much money at Coach.
Mm-hmm.
Ah, fuck. One person is watching this. Oh well.
Damn. But you don't know.
You don't know. Who. You don't know. You don't know.
Exactly.
You don't know.
You don't know.
You don't know. So
could be a gift card
could,
to Coach.
Yeah, man. It could be.
$20. $20 just gets you in the door. That's it.
Hey, don't release this episode until right after Christmas. Fuck.
I'll release it like Christmas morning.
There you go. There you go.
Morning.
Yeah. All right. Yeah, I haven't spent too much money there. And I think I got one more shit to get. So like I'm done after this. I'm fucking done. Give me the New Year's. I know I got something on my tax returns that's going to help. It helped last year because there's a certain sum that I can claim. If you need a if you want to know what it is, message us at Sports Shots Pod.
I have something that I could claim too.
You motherfucker!
My child. Child tax credit.
Man, I'm keeping number C so I can write them off as donations.
There you go. There you go. No, but yeah, all my Christmas shopping done, got out of the way. Check it off the list. Got my cat something too as well.
Wow. Gus is his present is gonna have to wait. It's in the Amazon cart, but he needs it.
But speaking on presents, what is the best present you have ever received?
That is a good question. What was the best present I ever received?
That's a hard question for me too. There's not one single present.
Honestly, like, because
pops into mind.
Because it's been a while since like I enjoyed a full brunt of Christmas like a kid. You know, anything that I've gotten, it was something that I needed.
Yeah.
And if I want something, I just get it whenever. It's the beauty of being an adult with money.
Exactly. Yeah, mine's back when I was a kid too.
Yeah, it has to be. Maybe it would have to be something Xbox related.
That's funny.
I don't even know why I did that. I hit my head. Oh, Chubb, what a poor tackling. What the fuck was that?
Oh, you talk about the Chuba Hubbard?
Yes, touchdown? I just saw it on the game break.
Yeah. My gift was the PS2 that my parents had got me probably 20 years ago now.
And you know what, with that being said, it'll probably have to be the Xbox for me when I first got the Xbox. Because, like, I know that was a Christmas gift. Can I say way back in 2000?
Yeah, bro, that was 24 years ago.
Bullshit. Anything two wasn't any year that begins with a two, it was like yesterday.
Bro, that was 2 decades ago. Don't say that shit. What you talking about? 2 decades. There ain't no yesterday. But yeah, I remember my parents buying me a PS2. That's where I played like Crash Bandicoot, Spyro, Ratchet and Clank, all the OG games that just...
There was an OG game for real that was on the Xbox at first. And it came with the Xbox.
Was it...
It was a like some alien skateboarding type game.
Remember there was a game on the Xbox that you could play up to 4 players and you play like mini games. There was a red, blue, green, and yellow, I think. Remember I used to play with my cousins. As a fire truck is passing by, Kyle, whoop, whoop.
Yep. You hear that shit, huh?
How is there fire when there's snow outside, Kyle? What's going on?
Hey, people can find a way.
Literally. Shout out to the firemen listening. I know none of you are.
Jet Set Radio. That was the name of that game.
Let me see. That sounds familiar. Let me see. No, I don't think I ever played this one.
You see it?
Yeah, I see it.
It was like a graffiti skateboarding game.
Gotcha.
That shit was awesome.
It looked awesome, man. Just even the technology of this day, they were not compared to the feeling I had as a kid when I was playing those terrible graphic games.
You know what, man? I'm talking to you, Activision. Yeah, I'm calling you out.
Call him out.
It's funny how 20 plus years ago, the only problems we had with games was blowing on the disc to make sure that it read in the console. Never nothing with the fucking connection, with the buffering, with the updates. None of that
shit.
Never had to pay for extra features in the game. Once you bought the disc, you had the game.
Yep. Never had to download updates. Oh, man.
How many times have we tried to get on the COD and we have to go, oh, hold on, give me a couple hours, there's an update.
Oh, I know. It's so annoying. It's like every week, too. It's like, how come it can't just go back? Even like Grand Theft Auto, I don't remember Grand Theft Auto 4 being... Well, I'm not going to shit on Grand Theft Auto 5. It's a really good game.
Yeah.
They don't really have a lot of updates. But no. Activision, yes.
That, yeah. Grand Theft Auto 5 better not have a lot of updates. Shit, man. Where's your focus at? Focus on 6. Been waiting a long fucking time for that shit.
True. It's coming this year. I don't know when. Or does this coming here?
We'll see. All right, so we're going to go from the best present we ever received. What was the most expensive you've ever bought?
So I think it's this year.
Yeah.
And it was for my parents, actually.
Wow, not your wife.
My wife, I have a fixed number, and it's a big number every year. But I spread that in, like, several gifts. Right. But the one single gift that I bought this year for my parents, and my younger brother wanted to pitch in too, was actually his idea, but the total came out to about like $770 for the gift.
What's the gift?
I can't say it. I can't release it. I can't. I mean, maybe I can say it because this is not coming out to Christmas Day.
Nah, don't say it. Don't take a risk.
Yeah, that's why. I mean, I'll tell you off air. But yeah, but that was my biggest gift. And I asked Christy too, like, hey, what's the most expensive gift I've gotten you? And we both said, like, there's not just one. You just gave me a bunch of several gifts, you know, that equal to like a big amount and stuff. But no, mine was actually this year. What about you?
Mine was this year. I think it was this year also. It was what I accidentally spilled out, and most of that was to one item. Yeah, it was definitely this year, but overall, altogether, this year has been the most expensive that I've ever spent for Christmas, because one item took up a good portion of that. But yeah, altogether, I spent a lot, and I'm not done yet.
Damn. that's the part that hurts, that I'm not done yet. That's the one I was like,
Clip that.
Okay, all right. All right. All right, buddy. All right. All right. Now, let me make a note of that.
yeah, so it is at such and such dollars and counting.
So, dang. Yeah. It's still going, huh? It hasn't stopped.
Can't stop, won't stop. Can't stop, need to stop.
Yeah, you need to. But you can't.
Diddy don't know what that means.
Mm-mm. That's why he's in jail.
Alright, off topic. I don't know why I was thinking of this. Something, I might have been saying some shit.
Oh, wait. Hold on. Before we go off topic, do you have a favorite Christmas sports moment that you ever seen? I have one that pops to mind. It's basketball, because that's one of the only sports that is played on Christmas Day.
And before you go into that, I just saw DK completely moss this dude from Minnesota. Hey, who was that?
Really?
Oh, Gilmore. Washed.
Damn.
Nah. That was 10 years ago, then, you know, maybe you would have got a... first of all, that was... He pushed him into the catch. I mean, DK didn't need the help, but you gave it to him.
Gilmore's the Terrence Newman now. Mm. You remember how long Terrence Newman played?
And hanging on...
Who also played for the Vikings.
And hanging on to yesteryear.
Exactly. And also Patrick Peterson.
He played too
played
long.
Way past, played way past his prime.
Way past his prime. Yeah. But hey, man. Does it matter when you're collecting $1 million checks every week? That direct deposit hitting every Tuesday or Monday, whatever. Probably Tuesday after the Monday night game. So, you know, like, shit. Trying to extend it as long as I could too. Shit.
No, agreed. Well, yeah, but
Jalen Ramsey's on that list now. Oops, sorry.
Ooh. That one might be a little too early. Ooh. But yeah, no. My favorite Christmas sports moment actually happened a couple years ago. It was with Aaron Gordon's poster a couple years ago. I don't know if anyone remembers that.
I'm at the YouTube that shit.
But he was doing a fast break on his own. How do you let a man of that size go on a fast break?
All right, go ahead and get in front of him.
Exactly. Someone was there in front of him. That's why this is the memorable moment. Someone was waiting for him at the rim. They didn't jump. They wanted to take the charge. But this man almost jumped from the free throw line and was tilted and just posterized him. It was an and one.
And that's why I could never play basketball and never tried. Never pursued it the way I did football was because
yeah exactly
I am not about to have a man's nuts in my face put on the poster.
Nope, heck though, I'm not gonna be, especially nowadays. Especially imagine you get poster nowadays, you know how fast it'll be across the internet.
No, worse, you get posted by some little dude that's under 5'10 and you're like 6 something.
Yeah, that's where you just have to not show up at all for the next practice and just hang up your shoes. Put your Snickers in the locker and close it, you know. But yeah, that has to be mine. I think it's 2022.
I think they're playing Grizzlies. I'd rather get crossed up than posterized.
Mm-hmm. Exactly. I rather get, you know, stumbled right than get,
you know, because then you can lie. You can lie and say that like you tripped over your foot or there was like a wet spot on the floor or some shit.
Exactly. Yeah. Oh, sorry, it was wet. You know. You can't say that when you get a poster. If you say that, then that means it was nasty, you know. But anyway, what's yours? Do you have one that comes to mind, or if not, we could just move on to the off
topic. Yeah, not one that readily comes to mind because I probably have more Thanksgiving memories than Christmas memories when it comes to sports. And obviously, the one Thanksgiving would have to be... Well, there's actually two. When Mark Sanchez, the butt fumble. And then...
Oh, yep. And then I remember that one.
When, wasn't it DK that pissed like a dog in that Mississippi State Ole Miss game?
It was somebody.
Yeah, something I can't remember. That. I think it was DK. I know it was DK that did that. I think it was DK. I'm going to change that no. Okay. I'm going to change that no to think. Because you get sued on no. You don't get sued on think.
Exactly.
But yeah, those nothing off my mind that comes from Christmas. So yeah. Well, yeah, we can go ahead and move on to the off topic. And I want to lead off with this flip flop the notes that I have on there. Isaiah, have you checked up on Jamarcus Russell lately?
Yeah, he's in some trouble.
Not with the Raiders.
No, that was long ago.
No, he kind of did a Brett Favre almost.
Really?
So, but I kind of want to talk shit about the dude that wrote the check to him also. So, for the ones that hadn't heard, Jamarcus Russell is in trouble again recently. So much. It was a civil suit that he had that recently been settled. He got to pay out some money that he ain't got. You know, he... First of all, he... Let me just go over to the story. So,
sure.
What happened was there was an out of Mobile, Alabama. There was a settlement in a dispute over a $74,000 check that was cut out to him as a volunteer coach. Let me put emphasis on that: a volunteer coach at his alma mater high school. He went to the donor to say, "Hey, you know, we're trying to put in for a new weight room, trying to get some equipment, football equipment," is what it was termed as. And it was this booster. However the conversations went, ended up with him cutting the check directly to Jamarcus Russell, who then cashed it at a credit union and immediately took out $55,000.
Damn, out of the $70,000?
Yeah. So, and that's where the dispute comes in. So, I'll just go ahead and read this one paragraph off from NBC News 15 out of Mobile, Alabama. This is you guys typing this, not me.
Tell them.
Court records show Russell filed a counterclaim against Navigator. It's funny. Knowles and Selwonk Enterprises demanded $74,000 for the false representations made in subsequent stopping of payment of the check. In June, the court dismissed the counterclaims because what the fuck, dude? By agreement of the parties. The credit union was seeking restitution of $54,806 plus $18,000 in attorney fees from Russell. So that was the restitution that they were seeking. Let me see where. So that was the numbers that was going off. Here we go. In March of 2023, Navigator Credit Union filed a lawsuit against Russell seeking reimbursement of the check that he had cashed. And this happened in June of 22 when the check was cut out. He wrote, Christopher Knowles, owner of Selwonk Enterprises, wrote the check to Russell and then stopped payment on it. The bank asked for judgment. You can imagine why he stopped payment on it. You know, why is $55K immediately getting withdrawn after I just wrote this check out? I mean, you're not paying cash for construction projects that has to do with augmenting facilities for a high school. So they, you know, filed a petition of the check in question, written on the memo. On the memo line of the check was football equipment. So that was why they put a stop payment on it. So in short,
makes sense.
In short, a check was wrote out to him, went to a credit union, cashed it, a stop payment was put on it, because again, that's a large sum to immediately cash out, and then that's where the dispute takes place after that. Because my first thought immediately was, why are you writing a check out directly to Russell? Why not go to the school and say, if he claims that he's doing this for the school, let's go through the proper channels. Let's go through the school board and all and whatever shit, whatever approval process that has to go through. Not physically writing out a check and handing it to a guy that was caught literally not only stealing from the Raiders, but literally lying, doesn't even watch the film, was handed a blank tape and said that he watched the film on it.
This is true. This is all confirmed from articles way back then.
If I'm cutting a check for even $50, I'm doing my due diligence. This dude straight up wrote a check for $74,000 and gave it to him. I'm sorry.
Here you go. Take this to school.
I'm sorry. You deserve to lose your money in that aspect.
Yep.
But then again, this is Alabama we're talking about. And I could go in, but I'm not.
You could, but you shouldn't.
No, I'm not. It's not I shouldn't.
Yeah, I mean, there's wrongs on both sides, obviously, right? You know, Marcus Russell, we know who he still is, but he still did wrong.
Yeah, he is who we know he is.
Yeah.
He confirmed it.
He's
a con artist. He confirmed it twice.
Exactly. And then this person, the one of the check.
God bless him. Maybe his heart was in the right place. He wanted to do it for the school, but then go to the school.
Yep. Write it out to the school. Don't write it out to a single individual. And be like, here you go. I trust you. Unless Russell took advantage of this, him assuming maybe
there could be that. There could be that. You know, there's also that aspect of it. Even then, I don't give a damn. That's too much money to just cut out to one person. Go through the proper channels.
Exactly, I agree. I 100% agree. And if you have that money, type of money, you should know, right? To, you know, if you're just handing out $74,000.
Shit, man. Let me go to him and say I'm donating to fucking clean up the streets around here. Shit, if you handing out money like candy like that. So yeah, that's the update on our old pal Jamarcus Russell.
Yep, good update. That'll probably be the last one, probably, unless he somehow.
I mean, this dude's got to be in so much debt. He'll con someone else, and then we'll check up on him again.
I do not doubt that, my friend. I do not that doubt. But Kyle, we are has-beens, right? Some will argue
has been. You had to have been something to been a has been. We were never was.
There you go. Okay, so we were never was, right? Now, there are some athletes that maybe excelled during their career, but ended up either being a has been right away or a never was. But we'll live with them as has beens. You want to pick out a couple of names on this list that you have written down here?
Yeah, some of the biggest what ifs, and this is part one of this series we're going to do. We're going to highlight quite a few of this. I figure this is a pretty interesting topic, and it's worth diving into because then who knows? You could paint the picture, tell the story to help future athletes who may actually decide they want to take a listen in to what we got to say as. Never was, you know, we were never was us that was trying to be a has been.
Yeah, exactly.
Because guess what? Like,
let's
them has been still collected some checks.
They did. Never was, never had
any. Never was, never got any. So at the very least, you want to be a has been because at that point, you at least signed one contract.
Yeah.
Now, exactly. Some of these has-beens isn't to no fault of their own. Some is, you know, there are circumstantial problems that happen. It could be injuries. You never know.
I say let's knock out two birds with one stone.
With injuries.
That too, but let's talk about the famous Rose Bowl game. Because two of these players on the list played against each other.
I have a question mark on one of them, and there's a reason why.
Which is reasonable.
Because we could put a question mark on both of them, because one of them did win Rookie of the Year, if I'm not mistaken.
He did.
Who were we talking about? Nah, it was Young.
Wow.
Was it Young? Yeah, who we're talking about is Vince Young and Reggie Bush. So, there was so much hype between the two. And the reason why I put the question mark is for Reggie, because he still had somewhat of a productive career, but he was drafted so high.
Yeah. Number two, right?
Yes, I believe
He was supposed to be number one. but not. He was actually got drafted number two, and Vince Young, that just that game alone, that Rose Bowl game, is the one of the most memorable college games.
And I am correct. Vince Young did win Offensive Rookie of the Year in 2006. Because he did, because he led him to a playoff game.
Yeah. Bush does have a Super Bowl.
He does have also. Yes, he does.
With the Saints. Yeah, the Saints.
I thought he had left already, but okay.
No, not yet. Not okay. Yet.
So, wait a minute. Also, was it Bush that got popped by Sheldon Brown in that Philly game?
Got laid the wood.
Oh my God, that hit. That's one of the biggest hits I've ever seen in my life. To this day.
Yeah. Oh, Vince Young won they were both rookies in the same year.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. They both came out after that game.
Well, the Saints had two top five people for Rookie of the Year.
Who was the other one?
One, Marquise Colston.
Ah, yes. Another big body receiver that we'll never see in the NFL again.
That's what I'm saying, man. These big body receivers. You know? No homo, I miss big body receivers.
Clip that. So, yeah, Young and Bush, both of their careers, they popped off early on. And then never heard from him after long. Now Reggie kind of extended his out a bit, so his
he did,
but he did, yeah. Vince Young went down straight cheeks
after the first year.
Straight cheeks.
He even got cover of Madden, and I had that Madden cursed.
I had that
too.
Yeah,
I remember I would abuse Steven Jackson. In that game.
Oh, yeah. That's when the truck stick was getting introduced. And Steven Jackson was the... Oh, will we see running backs like him anymore?
Derrick Henry, that's it.
Oh, duh. Will we see running backs like Derrick Henry anymore?
No. There's not anyone... Well, the running back for Clemson's pretty big.
If you're that Clemson big, Jensen's, you're playing linebacker.
Yeah, but even the linebackers, they're looking now for more speed now to keep up with these slot receivers. You know, that's where...
See, the NFL is getting ready to... College and the NFL is getting ready to turn into 7-on-7.
It's like how NBA has advanced to just three-point shooters and fundamentals just went out the door.
And they wonder why ratings is out the door.
Exactly. But yeah, no, I think Vince Young is more of a has-been than Reggie is. That's pretty much it. But no, this is a good... A good segment. I think we shouldn't have a huge list though. Just narrow down to like two or three players.
Yeah. Episode. Yeah.
Just a bunch of the biggest.
Yeah, lists. we veered off topic. That's me.
Yeah, this is gonna be our longest episode.
Just cut it down. Release the rest as reels. We good.
Yeah. But I'm good. I think we covered everything on our list on our notes for our Christmas special. You can call it, but I have nothing else to add or nothing else to say. But I want to thank everybody for watching. This is now, I said this is our 15th episode. Last episode it wasn't, that was the 14th, but this is our 15th episode, and I appreciate every single one of you. I hope you have a Merry Christmas, a Happy New Year's. This is our last episode for the year, and we will see y'all next year. We're coming back for episode 16. We'll see y'all soon. Thank you. Later.